So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And we are live everywhere. Welcome. So we just went live, actually, but it completely failed. Didn't go into the mastermind group at all, just went out on YouTube. So we cancelled it. Let's do it again. Anyway, welcome. Today's Friday. It's Brexit Day. You're either happy about that or you're distraught about that. I'm in the latter camp. I live in Spain. I love my freedom of movement. I love freedom of movement for my children. That's all going to end. And people go, oh, it's all going to be fine. Well, you do that when you're cashing your gyro and living on pot noodles, and we'll see how well you're doing, shall we? I, for one, however, have made some decisions about where we're going to recruit, and it's not in the UK. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. We will be recruiting from overseas from now on. And anybody we've got in the UK, they'll either have to move out of the UK, but we won't be a UK-based organisation. We're fully into Europe. If you don't like that, you're watching the wrong show, and you're probably best not watching anymore. So there you go. So let's talk about intention, because this is really, really important. We probably lost half the watchers there. 52% of them are in the huff because I don't like people who voted Brexit. That's just tough. Deal with it. This is not for you. Move along. I'm sure you can find some videos and some podcasts on how to survive on pot noodles. Let's get off Brexit, shall we? So Friday, it's 31st of January. It's the end of the month. Hope your month's going well so far. I want to talk to you about intention, because this is really important. And we go out and we try and do things in life, and sometimes we succeed and sometimes we fail. And for some people, when they fail, they actually give up. I'm going to tell you a little story, though, as to why you shouldn't give up and why you should continue with that intention that you've got about whatever change you want to make in your life. So this morning I was playing basketball with Richard, as I always play basketball with Richard on a Friday, except last week when I was in England, putting some business partnerships in place. Actually, there's some new businesses that was going live. But normally I play basketball on a Friday morning, 9:30, which is your 8:30. Go down to a basketball court. Nice sunny day. I'm feeling a little bit sunburned actually today. But we're playing, and my game was in the toilet. I just couldn't really play. Richard won a couple of games. I won a couple of games. But Richard hit the shot, and the shot was from far out, which is great, and it went in off the backboard. Now, there are two camps here. The first camp of people go, well, that was lucky, or that was fluky, or couldn't do that again. And he could do that again, because I've seen him hit that shot before, I think just once. And the second camp will go, yep, that's right, that's what practice. That's where practice comes from. That's where practice comes into it. And so Richard hit that shot. And we had this conversation about intention. And I said, that right there sums up what intention actually is and what it actually means. Intention is where you set yourself out to do a particular thing. And one way or another, you make that particular thing happen. One way or another. So Richard wanted to hit that shot. It was a game-winning shot, I think it was. He knew he had to hit that shot. He knew he wanted to hit that shot. And he went out and hit that shot. It was his intention that made the ball go in. It could have gone in off the floor, off the backboard. It could have bounced off my head. It could have hit one of the cars and pinged off a seagull. One way or another, that ball was going in that hoop. That's intention right there. One way or another, he's going to make that happen. And it reminded me of a time where I was playing a basketball game and I got fouled on a three-point shot and the referee didn't call it. And next time down, I was livid. I got the ball. I took the shot. I got fouled as well. The ref called the foul. It was a three-point shot. The shot went in off the backboard. And I said to the ref, that's what you get for not calling a foul. Because I got the basket and the continuous play. Surprised I didn't get a technical. It's quite a mouthy. I'm quite mouthy now. Some things haven't changed. But that's what happened. And that one event got me thinking about intention as well. Because I knew what I wanted. I just knew I had to get the ball up and the ball would go in. That's what I knew. Okay. And I've hit shots where I just know I've just got to get the ball out of my hands and get it up because it's going to go in and we're going to win the game. And we've had that before. And by the way, that doesn't mean that every time you think that, that's the result that you're going to get, because you're going to lose more than you're going to win, right? And we delete the times when, oh, game winner or missed. We delete those out of our brain because we remember the ones that we hit. But that's the intention. Now, some people set off their day, and I set off my week. I don't really normally do it on a daily basis. I do it on a weekly basis. But if you look at the Friday night review time management system, when I'm getting really busy, I do it on a daily basis, and everything is actually planned out and mapped. And actually, we've got some product releases that we're going to work on in the next couple of months, but where we're going to have to map the time. And if you don't know what a Friday night review is, you can buy one of the products and it'll tell you right in there. It's a very, very good time management system that we usually give away in the other products. So if you've not got that yet, you should go get that. But normally I work off an intention of what do I want to happen this week? What do I want to happen this month? And what do I want to happen this year? And I've got it. It's written down. It's here. It's on my little sheets of paper. I'm not going to show you what's on the other side, but it's there. These are my intentions for the week, for the month, for the year. One way or another, come hell or high water, these intentions are going to happen. These are the results that's going to happen. Now, could it be that they might not happen? Of course. But all the resources that we have access to, we can pull in to make sure that this actual intention actually occurs. And if it doesn't happen, there's a reason why it doesn't happen. We can analyze why it didn't happen, why it didn't work. And then we can start putting things in place to make sure that these things actually happen the next time or the time after or the time after. Now, I've seen it where people have tried to hit game-winning shots and they've missed. And you could say, well, they had the opportunity and they've lost it. And it's like, well, yeah, but what about the next game? What about the next season? What about the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years? What about this child or the grandchild or the grandchild, great-great-great-great-great-grandchild? What about their opportunities? And so these are the opportunities that we have right now, but you start off with an intention of what do you want to happen? What would you like to happen? And then you pull in the resources that's going to make that happen. So for Richard to hit that game-winning shot off the backboard, it's not that he took the shot at that point in time and that's what it made it go in. If he hadn't have made that shot, if he hadn't have taken the shot, it wouldn't have gone in. So you have to be present to take the shot, okay? You also have to have belief that the shot is going to go in, which he had. One way or another, it went in, okay? And then all the times that we've played, and I don't know how long we've been playing outdoor basketball. Richard, how long we've been playing, if you're watching? Maybe a year. So we've played 50 times, okay? So all the practice, and by the way, Richard has definitely improved his shooting from when we first started playing to what we're playing now. And it shows up, by the way, because Richard's winning games, which really riles me up because I don't like losing. I don't know if you noticed that. But I'm a lot more at peace now because Richard, some of the things that Richard has taught me is to it's okay to lose. And anyway, I let him win. Richard knows that's not true, by the way. But the intention, it comes from a place of, okay, writing down your goal, this is what I want, or thinking about it, knowing you have a belief, actually taking the shot. So, you know, if your intention is to win the lottery, but you don't buy a ticket, you ain't winning that lottery. And by the way, belief system, you're going to win the lottery isn't enough to do it. It's practice at buying a lottery ticket. A lottery ticket's a terrible example, by the way. It's 14 to million to one chance that you're going to win. But the last 50 weeks, or whatever it is that me and Richard play, through winter, when it's a little bit chilly, and through summer, where I'm getting sunburn, I'm on sun factor 50, by the way, and the sun's screen's dripping into your eyes, and it stings like crazy. But all of those times that we go out and play basketball is the practice. Is the practice, I'll come to your question in a minute, by the way. All of that practice is what leads you up to now. And we've just got a quick question, which is about property, which I'll answer. When you're unsure about a refurb price, do you bring a builder with you to do the viewing? So yes, a little bit off topic, but let me answer that because and then I'll get back onto topics. What I do is I've got, and if you're on the property sourcing training course, there should be a sheet in there that you can download. We include it in there. Okay, I don't know what module it is, resources, 15, 14 probably. But I take with me a clipboard and I take with me a sheet of paper. And on that sheet of paper, it's got all the property stuff. When I go into a house, I look at how many sockets has it got. I look at all four walls to make sure a bit of damp. I look at the lead flashing, bit of damp coming in there. And then I can identify some of the things that might need a look at. And then on a second viewing, you might want to take a builder and just do it that way. So, yes. That's the thing. And then you want to look at, is the roof bowing, don't know what the phrase is. Is the wall straight? What are the wall tiles like? It's a little bit off topic. Normally on a Wednesday we'll cover that, but I wanted to cover it now for you. That's what I do. But message me afterwards. And if you've not got that sheet, it's in the property sourcing training and you can get it from there. So on the intention side of things, like, let's just talk about that. The intention is to buy a property to get a refurb price. That's the intention, okay? One way or another, you need to know, one, are you going to buy it and what are the problems? Two, how much is it going to cost to solve those problems, which you can then put into your asking price. And this is how I used to do it. When I had a sheet of paper with a list, well, you've only got one wall socket in the front room, and you've only got two wall sockets in the kitchen, so that's going to need more wall sockets. And then, if it's a back-to-back house, for example, we've just got this as a problem. It's on one ring main, and he's swapping over to two ring mains. Well, there's some money involved in that. And so we would use that as a negotiating tool to drop the price. If my intention, the house is worth 100, I want it for 70, and by the way, that's not a true discount. It's worth 70 because it's got 30 grand of work. That's not a below market value discount. Buying it at 50 is a below market value discount, just to clarify that. But if that's the intention right there, then you're going to work out, how am I going to get this guy from 70 down to 50 or 70 down to 30? What are the tools, what are the resources that we're just talking about that I can pull in? One of those resources is a builder. I've just done 2 days of training about buying businesses, and that, how much do you want for your business? 100 grand. How much do you want for your property? 70. How much do you want for your property? 25 grand, and it's worth 100. That, you know what? I've used that as a negotiation tool, and I was reminded of it just last weekend on this training, as a great negotiation tool. How much? And I'm just saying that will get you a discount, by the way, and then you can go in. But that's the intention. You know, that's a resource that you can pull in, which is a skill set for when someone says, well, I want 100 grand. You go, that's a resource, okay? So when we talk about skill sets, you dropping the price, this is very relevant, because you dropping the price, what price do you want it to go to? That's what you need to work out. And how much do you want to spend on a refurb? And is the refurb so high that it's just not going to stack up? These are all the things that you want to learn. But you need to get there with an intention before you get to see the property. What would I like to get the price down to? Well, it's on at 100, I want 70. Okay, get the clipboard. Oof. You only got one plug socket. Is it on two ring mains? When did you last have a gas cert? 15-year-old boiler. So hopefully you get the intention there, or you get the idea there, I should say, about how I negotiate. But when you're going out, and so let's say that the intention this year is I want to buy 10 properties. Great. That's the intention. What did we say before? You need a belief system that you can buy 10. Part of that belief system could be knowing where you're going to finance them from. Where's all the deposits going to come from? How much money can you raise? That's a resource, and it's a belief system. And then we talked about resources. Have you got a builder that you can take with you to get the prices down? Have you got the clipboard with the things printed out that you can then use? So when you're walking around, you can implement that. You've got to get the mindset. What was the other thing? I forgot what the third thing was. But this is one of the things that you can do to get that price down, but you've got to have that intention. And then one way or another, and I've done this when buying properties, you know, we were trying to buy, I think it was 7 in a year, and we bought 5, I think it was, and I'm getting to like November, and I'm like, where are we going to get 2 more properties from? And then we got the one deal that came through, which we completed on in like 7 or 8 or 9 days, where the guys would like literally bang each other's heads, head-sized holes in the walls, let's just put it that way. We completed on that deal very, very quickly, before Christmas, because they weren't going to survive Christmas, do you know what I mean? There was a lot of domestic violence in that unit, and we managed to go in. We got a good discount. We completed very quickly. And we had to pull money from all over the place, like credit cards, friends, family, all over the place, because we'd run out of cash at that point. But we still had the intention of getting these deals in. And then the last one was a below market value deal anyway. We were able to buy and cash out on the next day. And so we were able to do that. So in the old days of Mortgage Express, that was much easier. But that was the intention, and lo and behold, that's what we made. And it's going back to basketball. We just knew we had to get a shot in the air because it was going in one way or another. But we're not always going to win those, okay? But if you haven't got the intention, and you've not got belief system, and you've not got the resources, you ain't ever going to get that. And I speak to people on a daily basis, and they haven't got the intention, they haven't got the belief system, they don't have any resources. And I say to them, how many books have you read? They go, I haven't read any books. What the hell are you doing? What do you mean? Well, what podcast? Oh, I'm not listening to podcasts. I'm just waiting for you to tell me what to do. Okay. I'm telling you to read some goddamn books then. Get listening to the podcast. Have you gone all the way through the property sourcing training? And I can see, by the way, for those people who are watching who have gone through the property sourcing training, I can look at you and find 11% of the way through. Get through it. I can also see those who've done the 100%, by the way. I can see it. So I'm watching you. So Big Brother is definitely here. So, but you've got to set the intention. This is what you want to do. Don't give up halfway. Don't give up 11% of the way through. It is hard. Getting anywhere in life is hard. Being successful is hard. And then people want to rip it away from you and talk down to you and talk you down. I remember one of badmouth you on property tribes. And it's bullshit. It's like, I don't even care anymore. I'm just at that stage now in my life. Like, I just don't even care. It's one of the good things, having gone through child separation and all that thing in family court. And the solicitors and barristers saying all this horrific stuff about you. And you know what's true. And you know what's not true. And I prefer to believe the stuff that's true. And it keeps you on track, keeps you going. And, you know, when people go, oh, you're a money grabber, you're greedy, all you think about is money. Dude, I work less than 40 hours a week. I work 2 hours a day on average, okay? So I'm thinking about money much less than the other guy that says I'm greedy, who's working 40, 50, 60 hours a week because you haven't got enough money coming in. So there's a difference, okay? But life should start out from an intention. So when you start up for the 1st of February, which is tomorrow, what is your intention? I've got my monthly intentions written down and I've not yet done them. So straight away after this call, after this live session, I'm going to go into and do my intentions for February. And the intentions come from, what does the year look like? And then when I know what the year looks like, then I can work out what February is supposed to look like, which will, what are the things that I need to do in February, which will make the year a good year. And then I can break down week one, week two, week three, week four for all the weeks in February. I don't know, by the way, why 31 days in January. It should be like 28 days in January and 31 in February. Or just like 29 in each. I don't know how that would work out. But why not do that? Why make January? Yeah, whoever thought up dates? What should we do? Yeah, let's have Christmas and spend loads of money. Yeah, okay. And then January. Should we make it really hard for people? Yeah. And then let's have tax. My end of tax year. Sorry, everyone's end of tax year is end of 31st, just do that. That make things interesting. And then ground rents. Let's do ground rents on the first. Is there anything else that we can stick in there just to make life hard? My goodness me. So January is difficult. But now we're into February. Work out what you want your intentions to be for the month, for the year, and then work them out on a weekly basis. Then you can decide what you want to happen every single day. But we'll get you hitting targets on those intentions for the week, for the month, and for the year. That is me for today. Hope that's useful for you. I am live again on Monday on the Business Growth Show. Come and join me for that one. And hope you have a good weekend. Other than that, if you've got any questions, come speak to me in the Mastermind group on Facebook and we'll catch up with you there. Have a good one, folks. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.